WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are a positively not going bye-bye. We're going to be here doing post-election stuff and Ravens bye week, but at 6-3 during the bye, and they could be 9-0 if they could just hold a double-digit lead late in ball games. Luke Jones joins us now after the non-trip to the Big Easy. Everybody was down there eating beignets, getting hammered, having fun, but at least the Ravens showed up on Monday night. And Luke, what an effort! When you say they're going to begin the game without Mark Andrews, without Bateman, without Edwards, without Dobbins. On and on and on. Little did we know that guys would step up, and certainly Lamar stepped up. Really nice win against a team I think is a bad team, but a road win, one game in 23 days. This is the way you sort of want to go out, and I think that I would think optimism's at an all-time high for this season in Owings Mills right now.
I don't think there's any question about it, but the one thing I'll say, you mentioned Lamar Jackson and guys stepping up, and look, the offense played well. They were fine. I'm going to start with the defense and how this Ravens defense, which was so maligned early in the season, and we all think back to what happened against Miami, to a lesser extent, Buffalo and the Giants, but clearly the defense played at least a part in those losses as well, although I'd put more of the offense for those two examples. But this is a defense that needed to step up, and this is a defense that now has virtually all of its pieces in place. Yes, Marcus Williams remains on IR. We'll be back later on in the season. We know they lost Michael Pierce. They're still waiting on David Ajabo, who was a healthy scratch on Monday night, and we'll see him after the bye week as the rookie gets more and more reps in practice. But when you look at and you consider some of the names that you just mentioned that were not on the field on Monday night, they were all on the offensive side of the football. So at that point in time, especially on the heels of having acquired Roquan Smith at the trade deadline, you want to see your defense come out and play a heck of a ball game. And boy, they did. Headlined by Justin Houston, who has just been absolutely remarkable since coming back from the three-game absence where he had the groin injury in New England. And he barely played in that game either. He now has 8.5 sacks in officially 6 games, but it was really a little over 5 games because he exited that game so early. So for him to do what he's done, for the defense to do what they did on Monday night, that to me is what really gets me excited as far as this football team coming out of the bye week, getting healthier. Certainly some things they need to clean up and some lapses here and there. And we saw that on Monday night even, but they went out and they handled a football team that I don't even know if they're bad, Nestor, but they certainly fall into that very large mediocre category that we're seeing in the NFL, maybe a little more parity than normal in this year's NFL. And the Ravens went out and they took care of business on the road. And it was one of those games where, from the time that Isaiah Likely caught the 24-yard touchdown late in the first quarter, it never really felt like the Ravens were in a ton of danger in that football game. On the flip side, they caused a lot of havoc, and Andy Dalton was under a lot of duress, whether it was pressure or confusing looks, different blitzes, different things to keep him off balance, and they've never really allowed him to get into much of a rhythm at all, other than what the last drive of the second half or last drive of the second quarter, I should say, and early in the third quarter a little bit. But by and large, this was a dominant defensive performance, and when you consider some of the resources invested in this defense, and whether we talked about the secondary the last couple of years, or certainly trading a second and a fifth round pick for Roquan Smith, you have to like the return that they got there on Monday night. And we'll continue to ask questions as far as what this offense, how it translates to January and that same narrative of the last few years. And there's nothing they can do about that right now. But in the meantime, you mentioned the bye, you mentioned the opportunity to get healthy. You look at the fact that they start out against Carolina, at Jacksonville, Denver, at Pittsburgh. I mean, that's taking you through the second week of December, and you're talking about a series of games there. They should win, period. No questions asked, even Pittsburgh at this point, considering what the Steelers have been this year. So this is a team at 6-3 now that has a chance to really start stacking some wins, really start gaining some confidence, and continuing to jockey for position because, as we saw this past weekend, Buffalo, Josh Allen, the elbow, a loss to the Jets, Kansas City having their issues against the Tennessee Titans, a strong defensive effort for Tennessee that the Chiefs struggled against. So you kind of look at that and say, okay, Bills, Chiefs, fine. They're still at the top of the conference, you know, in the pecking order or power rankings go, but feels like the Ravens, you know, that they had a performance that makes you feel that they can close the gap there and continue to get better and be a football team that's ascending as they move closer and closer to December and especially January.
Luke Jones is here. He will have a little downtime here this week, and the Ravens will have a little downtime as well, getting ready for the Carolina Panthers. It feels like a long, long way out because it feels like Thanksgiving, and I don't have my turkey yet or my pumpkin pie. I got to get the Y's and do all that. Roquan Smith, let's talk about him, and let's talk about the – dare I say, can I call this a heart transplant on the defense? I mean, stacking him into the middle of this thing, obviously in the first set of downs, he was a factor. He's a legitimate NFL player. Forget signing him and signability and what's going to happen next year, because all these graybeards, whether it's JPP and Houston and Calais Campbell, these 30-somethings, they need to win now. These guys they're not thinking about being 9-0 next year and playing in Philadelphia or whatever. They're thinking about, hey, man, this is where I am. We're good enough to win. And you start to see the sort of chinks, as you said, in the armor of Buffalo and of Kansas City, and thinking, well, you know, let's do our part to get the game here after three bad losses. You start to weigh this out and look at it. You start to think, well, I think the Ravens would be playing in January at this point. If Lamar Jackson is upright, and that's always a big if, because he did run into some linebackers and did get tackled and, you know, all of that. I keep thinking about, all right, they're going to play in January. What will make them be better than Buffalo or Kansas City on a cold night, on the road, in a hellhole, in that sea? And the one thing certainly that held them back last year was the defense, right? Like, and the injuries and the fact that they didn't have anything stout in the middle of the field. Since CJ Mosley's been gone, you and I have been talking about the linebacking core.
Yeah, I mean, I think you certainly have to love the early return on Roquan Smith. I don't know how much he individually changes things to the degree that we saw, in my mind, a much more physical defense on Monday night. I don't know if you can chalk that all up to him, although certainly, you know, when you hear Justin Houston and some of these other guys talk, there's excitement. You know, it's not a secret that Roquan Smith is a heck of a football player, you know, and we talked about that at the time of the trade. But, you know, I think for me, it's just a signal to the defense that, all right, you know, that was one of the, you know, we can talk, and I'd still say corner. You know, that's not the depth there isn't quite as strong.
Some would say wide receiver, by the way.
As a step, well, but I'm talking about the defense right now.
Right.
I mean, certain,
I gotcha.
Hey, I'm not going to change my tune on that. You know, regardless of Monday's win. But to go back to what you said, if you're looking for that formula for how this team gets into January, which Roquan Smith trade or not, I was already expecting that, and that didn't change. But it's a matter of if you're going to make a run, continue to win games into January and have a chance to be playing for the ultimate prize in February. Certainly the defense is going to be a big part of that. It's where many of their resources are invested. Let's call a spade on that front. So you bring in Roquan Smith, that second drive, you know, when it's second and short and then third and one, makes back-to-back stops. You know, you just saw a different intensity for this defense. And again, I don't want to attribute all of that to Roquan Smith, but I do think it's some of it, at the very least. And, you know, it's also a credit to these guys that, you know, this defense has been playing better. Maybe it hasn't been the complete 60-minute performances. And, you know, you go back to the last couple games, first two drives against Tampa Bay aside, defense played really well until late when, you know, there was a little bit almost garbage time. You know, the Cleveland game, you know, started out slow, and then they played really well after that. This was the difference here was they came out and they were stout from the get-go. And other than, you know, one questionable sideline, you know, where, you know, Marcus Peters thinks he's out, Chuck Clark thinks he's out, it's a lapse, but those things will happen from time to time. It's not something that I'm going to be too alarmed about. But beyond that, and I guess the one Andy Dalton misfire in the end zone that should have been a touchdown for New Orleans, defense was excellent. And they swarm to the football. Pressure. You know, we've seen this pass rush, which has been such a topic of discussion for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. Let's face it. The pass rush has been formidable for the last few weeks now. And certainly Justin Houston leading the way there. But you just kind of look at this defense at every level, you know, plays up front, you know, whether it's Calais Campbell, you know, Brent Urban tips up the pass that Justin Houston intercepts, with an edge play, now inside linebacker, not just Roquan Smith, but Patrick Queen playing the best football of his career. And, you know, certainly looking more and more like a first-round pick at the very least compared to what we saw in his first 2 years. And then in the secondary, you're led by Marlon Humphrey, who was all over the field and had a big game on Monday night. So, you know, you have a lot of good football players on this defense. And instead of just looking at it as a bunch of individuals and seeing the miscommunications and seeing the lapses and choppy play and struggles in the fourth quarter, we saw a much more complete performance. And that's where you look at this thing and say, okay, right now, yeah, Mark Andrews is out and Gus Edwards didn't play. And they've got to figure out wide receiver and Rashad Bateman, you know, replacing him, and DeSean Jackson hurts his hamstring in his Ravens debut. So, yeah, there are things to sort out. There's no question about it. This isn't a complete product just yet, but what we saw overall Monday night was still pretty darn good. And that's where this thing starts to get exciting. If you can stay healthy, as you mentioned, you're already on a path to, you know, you're already 3 games over .500. You're already leading the division. You know, Cincinnati is playing, you know, okay, you know, playing pretty well overall, but they're without their best player in Ja'Marr Chase. You know, they're on a path to win this division, but now it's a case of, can you continue to get better? Can you continue to stack wins? Can you continue to build momentum? I don't know if it's going to be like 2019, because that was such a special team statistically in the regular season, but can you get on that kind of roll where people were talking about you in the same breath as Buffalo and Kansas City? I think the Ravens took a nice step in that direction with what they did on Monday night, handling a Saints team that, let's face it, they had plenty to play for when you consider how lousy their division is. They would have moved into a first place tie, and the Ravens handled them and, you know, didn't really feel like the Saints were really going to threaten after that first quarter, where the Ravens, really outplayed them and just kind of kept it rolling.
He is Luke Jones. He is Baltimore Luke, and he'll be in Owings Mills when it's appropriate, but a little bit of downtime here in the middle of the season. Luke, a big picture of this thing for, and I want to stay on the defense because we'll have plenty of time to talk about Lamar and injuries and who's going to catch the ball and Ronnie Stanley playing well again and all that. But defensively, this is an incredible couple of weeks for them because they brought so many different pieces in. They've had moving parts on the defense in all sorts of ways. They are, to your point, you said Brent Urban out there running around. They are pretty multiple, and they have quite a rotation defensively to be bringing guys in. I mean, they've now moved to a point where Josh Pines and guys in the Malik Harrisons that were running around on the field, they'll be spell guys at this point. And if they can keep guys healthy, there's a defensive depth here, dare I say, when we were 4 weeks ago, who's going to rush the quarterback and they go get JPP. And you say, well, you don't want that guy playing 60 snaps. But you want that guy playing 15 or 18 snaps in key situations against Josh Allen and against Patrick Mahomes when you're dog-ass tired on a 24-degree night. You're going to want those guys. They have assembled bodies now, and certainly Roquan Smith's more than a body.
Yeah, no question about it. And Roquan Smith, I think he played 39 of their 51 snaps. Seemed like that two-minute situation late in the first half. Probably that's the situation where, okay, maybe he's not 100% up to speed with everything they're doing defensively. And that's where you see them go a little more sub package. And, you know, it's not as though they don't have sub packages against passing situations where you're only going to have one linebacker on the field anyway. So, you see that, but you just mentioned it. I think back to week one and week two and week three early in the season when we were talking about how many snaps Adafe Owe was needing to play at outside linebacker. We were talking about how many snaps Justin Houston was playing in those first couple games before he hurt his groin in New England. And we were just saying, and with no disrespect to the likes of Brandon Copeland and some of the other practice squad guys that they were calling up to lend a hand, it was a very incomplete group. And when you're seeing that, it's not just that you're lacking other individuals who can come in and make plays. it's you're having to lean so hard on those established guys like a Justin Houston. Since we've seen Houston come back, he has 6.5 sacks, and go look at the total number of snaps over those 3 games. It's not much relative to what we were seeing in week 1 and week 2. So you just said it. I mean, when you have an opportunity that you can rotate and mix and match and keep guys fresh and really have a rotation that you typically view for the defensive line and outside linebacker, that's something they've done for years now, where you're rotating three, four, sometimes five guys at that position. It's just going to make everyone stronger, and the Ravens even have the luxury of being able to do that a little bit in the secondary. Maybe not as much as they'd like with Marcus Williams being out and losing Kyle Fuller for the season back in week 1, but it really does put you in a position where you can be so multiple and you can rest guys and keep guys fresh and do all those different things. Now, you got to stay healthy in order to be able to do that. And I will point out, Jason Pierre-Paul did leave that game relatively early. He only played 7 snaps. There wasn't an update after the game as far as how he's doing, but that's something just to monitor. So, as much as you get guys back, and Tyus Bowser made his season debut, and you're optimistic about
I
that.
forgot about him. Yeah, he's
Yeah,
running around.
sure.
No wonder
I mean,
I'm optimistic about the defense all of a
no
sudden.
question about it. But it's also the reminder of, knock on wood, cross your fingers, say a little prayer, whatever you want to do to that the improving health continues, because
Well, you've
it
seen
can. Yeah,
Ojabo run around too, right? He's close, right?
he was a full practice participant this past week. I think it's just a case for him of, let this kid practice a little bit. He's a rookie. He was already kind of a raw prospect even before he tore his Achilles at his pro day. So let him practice a little bit. Give him the bye week. We're going to see Ojabo after the bye. And I can tell you from talking to people within the organization that there's excitement about him as well.
Well,
They
if you
like
would
him.
have on draft night said that we'll be 6-3 at the bye, if Harbaugh just would have said, look, we'll be 6-3 at the bye, we're looking at he's a second half player, and that he really would be on the field Thanksgiving, that really would happen. Because we talked about that in very dreamy terms about the value of their draft and why their draft was better than everybody else's draft because they got a kid who was a first-round kid later, and he'll. But a lot of that feels very, and dare I say, Sergio Kindle. I don't want to bring that up, but when they draft injured players, or Anthony Poindexter, who lasted. I mean, I'm just going through the history of the team with really injured guys that I always worry about that, and they have doctors, they have nurses, they thought he would be ready, and he is ready. And the same thing with Bowser. They thought Bowser, as awful as that thing would be, they're like, hey, give him the Halloween, he'll be ready. And both of these guys are up and running around. So, 2 points to their medical crew too, and to these players for having the heart to be able to get back. But it's one thing to talk about. Well, they'll be ready second half of the year, and then they show up. That's good. That's important.
No question, and probably does speak to the Achilles injury itself not being as devastating as it was perceived to be 10 years ago, 15 years ago, certainly 30 years ago, in that way. So, but
Or
yeah,
when they wrote fables about
sure, right.
it.
But it really is a case. I mean, these guys put in the work. I mean, and in the case of Tyus Bowser, I mean, there were people in the organization who thought he might be ready week 1. I mean, that's how well his rehab went. They ended up ultimately erring on the side of caution, which I think is good to do when you're looking at it from a big picture standpoint. But there's no question, you look at this defense at this point, and you and I haven't even talked about the offense, and we'll get to that, and some of the injuries and guys they'll have coming back there, and trying to figure some things out while their running game has certainly taken off from where it was early in the season when we were talking about some of their issues there. But the defense, I mean, it's becoming a more and more complete unit, and I'd still love them to have a more established third corner. That was something, almost as much, if not more, than wide receiver I would have liked to have seen at the trade deadline. But there weren't a lot of corners that were dealt, quite frankly, when you kind of look at what was out there. But beyond that, and I think there are different ways that you can even cover up for that. And one thing the Ravens did was use Kyle Hamilton in the slot and as a nickel quite a bit on Monday night. So, hey, draft a safety 14th overall. Yeah, I want him to play in sub packages at the very least if he's not going to be starting. So, so there's that could be part of that solution there. But this is just a defense that has a lot of talent at every level now, and the pass rush is coming along Certainly, led by Marlon Humphrey on the back end of the defense, the pass defense, a much more complete, consistent performance. Although, I think you'd still like to see, Marcus Peters get back to pre-injury form a little bit closer. But hey, that ACLs, unlike that those Achilles injuries, ACLs continue to be really tricky for talking about skill players, especially. So, but beyond that, there's a lot to like about this defense at this point. And I'd be remiss, we keep talking about the players. Let's give Mike McDonald a tip of the cap as well. As much as he was maligned early in the season, seems as though he's really starting to figure it out, because they really ran some nice blitzes and some nice pressures and some deception and things of that nature that really gave Andy Dalton. I get it. It's Andy Dalton. It's not Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, but it's still a guy who's played in this league a long time and has seen a lot. They had him confused and really not knowing where to go with the football on a number of occasions on Monday night. And it reflected in the results, where the Ravens held the Saints to 13 points in the end.
Plenty of football on our minds here during a bye week. Plenty of election on our mind. And I had a bucket list conversation with Gina Schock from the Go-Go's at Drug City last week. Maryland Crab Cake Tour is down this week. We're back at Pappas next Friday. So make your plans to join us in Cockeysville before the Carolina Panthers. All brought to you by friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill and Window Nation. I am Nestor. He is Luke. We're talking football. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore. Positive.